welcome to episode 104 of the Golf Talk Podcast, brought to you by thesandtrap.com. This is Eric Brzeski. Alan Olson joins me this week as usual. First news this week. No, you don't get to say hello. You think this is an equal opportunity podcast?
Speak to my lawyer.
Rory McIlroy wins the Dubai Desert Classic. He made a splash at the British Open a year or two ago. Realizes his first win on the European Tour, doing something Justin Rose... Justin Rose won the Order of Merit. He's mentioned in this article as missing his first 21 cuts after turning pro, after similarly making a splash at the British Open. So Rory McIlroy gets that first win a little bit more quickly, at least.
Yeah, quite impressive. Not just the fact that he won, but the fact that he is expected to move all the way up to number 15 in the world rankings.
There were a lot of people chasing the money in the desert.
So apparently you win one and you move up quite quickly. So good for him.
Yep, finished at 19 under 269 to become the seventh youngest winner on the European Tour. Quite honestly, I think I would have watched the final round, except we didn't have power here from 7 o'clock till 3:30 in the afternoon on Super Bowl Sunday. So I missed a lot of that kind of stuff, but good news for Rory McIlroy. Much hay was made of the remarks by Mark O'Meara, who said, quote, "Ball striking wise at 19, he, meaning Rory, is probably better than what Tiger did it was at 19. His technique, I think, is better. Certainly, Tiger has developed his game and swing over the years and made modifications to be able to hit the ball pin high. But Rory is already doing that, and he's 19, so he's already a step ahead," said O'Meara. Blah, blah, blah. O'Meara added, "He's going to win quite a few tournaments, not only on the European Tour, but also in America, too, and there's no reason why he can't win a major championship. He's got it." Now, a lot of people are taking this to mean Rory is the next Tiger. Some are taking it to mean Rory is better than Tiger. And all Mark O'Meara said was that he's a better ball striker right now than Tiger Woods was at 19.
Yeah, he doesn't say he's a better all-around player, that he has a better
mind,
confidence, a better driver of the ball. He said he's a better ball striker. Well, that's one part of the game.
He's not talking about putting and the short game either, and those are certainly big deals.
Yeah, absolutely not. So, if anybody's going to know, it's, Mark O'Meara. I don't think it's really that big of a deal. There again, it's the big headline is that he's a better golfer, when that really wasn't what he said. But
right. He said he's a better ball striker.
Really a non-issue.
A lot of people love to jump on this thing, though. And, I'm getting sick of the next Tiger stuff. I don't think the next Tiger will be coming around for 20 more years or 10 after Tiger retires or so, if ever. The FBR held a tournament Super Bowl weekend, of course, as they usually do. The FBR Open, formerly the Phoenix Open. Kenny Perry kind of gagged around at the end. Bogeyed the last hole. He hit a 3-wood to be safe off the tee. Buried it in a bunker. Came up 45 yards short. Left his pitch shot, which admittedly he had to hit pretty perfectly, 42 feet short, and then had to kind of shove home a just over 3-footer to get into the playoff with a bogey. With Charlie Hoffman, who had finished several groups ahead. Finally, they went 3 holes, and Perry made a 22-foot birdie putt to close out Hoffman on the 3rd hole again to capture yet another PGA Tour win. He's kind of on a little streak. He wanted to get to 20. I think he's now at 7 or 8.
Yeah, I think he said he's I set a goal out there. It's probably unrealistic, but here I am. I'm only 7 away now, not 8. So, yeah, the guy keeps winning, which is quite impressive.
Yeah, my mistake. He's at 13 victories, so he has 7 or 8 left to get to his 20 that he wanted to get to, despite being old. He's 48, yeah. I wasn't sure if he turned 48 yet.
Yeah, kudos to him, although the end was a major gag fest between him and whoever wanted to lose the tournament rather than win it coming down the stretch. And the playoff was pretty brutal to watch. Just hole after hole of both of them not doing anything. So
the playoff was ugly. We were hitting it everywhere, having to scramble from all over the place. I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Thankfully, CBS covered the tournament, and we actually got to see some golf.
That's true. Follows up on our forum discussion of last week, which you can look at in episode 103. Click back and check it out. Phil Mickelson, among others, was in the headlines this weekend for missing the cut.
I thought he was working on his putting.
He's working on his putting. He decided that his blade was 1 degree open, but that was in the off season. So supposedly he fixed that.
Oh,
but he missed the cut by 7 strokes.
Yeah, maybe it's more than putting.
It's not a season. That's not the season debut he wanted to get off to. Anthony Kim also missed the cut, but not by 7 strokes.
Yeah, it's just so interesting. This is his big kickoff tournament, and he's won it. And Tiger's not here, so Phil will be the big draw. And then he just
you keep waiting for Phil to do something while Tiger's gone, and Phil hasn't done anything. Obviously, no. Padraig stepped up, Sergio stepped up somewhat. He had a good end of the year. Camilo Villegas stepped up. Anthony Kim was already winning with Tiger around, but he played well. Phil Mickelson didn't play well in the Ryder Cup, really, and is not playing well in the fall of last year or starting this year. So,
yeah, it's, I think Phil, he's just getting passed by you know, quite a few younger and better players than what he is. So whether it's his 1 degree open putter or what the deal is, I have no clue what's going on with the boy.
I don't know. Here's what I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong. Phil was always a great player. Phil would have likely won major championships at about the same time that he did without any help. And all the help that he gets from Dave Pelz and his swing people are turning what is a feel player into too much of an analytical player. If you remember his major prep, he won those three majors in a very short span, very early in working with them. So I think that may have been more coincidental. I think they were doing, it was just, he was finally mature enough to win, and his timing and everything was on at those times, so he won. He gets too analytical, and he hasn't really played that well the past several years.
No, I mean, I think that that's a really good point. Having him the way he was early in his career versus now, and he's doing all this technical stuff with Pels, and it's just, I mean, he's completely a different golfer. Just some of the decisions he's made, you know, playing Torrey Pines without a driver at the U.S. Open, and just things like that. Yeah, I mean, it's completely ruined his game. Whether or not he's able to come out of that, I don't know. Is it too late?
They say you need to be either really, really smart to play good golf or really, really stupid. And Phil may be right in the middle. He may need to go back to being really, really stupid. And by that, I don't mean insulting stupid. I just mean just go out and play. Just go out and play golf. Forget any of the smart stuff you've learned, because that just kind of elevates you into that middle ground. Just go out, feel your way around the course, have fun, and see what happens.
Yeah, he's definitely overthinking everything.
Colin Montgomery, named Ryder Cup captain. He was slated to be the Ryder Cup captain in about, well, two Ryder Cups after the one he was named for. Jose Maria Olazabal was said to have the inside track on this. Colin Montgomery made some remarks recently that kind of put himself in the limelight for this, and now he's got it.
Yeah, a little bit of a surprise. He's going to be, he'll be 47 when the competition starts, making him the youngest captain in the European team's history. So a little bit of a surprise. I would have thought it would have been a few years down the road for him.
Right. The interesting thing is that they certainly wanted to pick Monty for a captaincy over on that side of the pond because, you know, he's never won a darn thing over here.
Yeah, that would have been interesting if he would have been the captain last year or in 2008.
Or 2012. That's why he was rumored for 2014, I think. They didn't want him over here. The PGA Tour, I don't quite get this. Ginn Resorts sued for breach of contract by the PGA Tour, but Ginn Resorts filed for bankruptcy a while back. You know, I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, for all Tim Fincham wants to talk about their ironclad contracts, you know, if a company goes out of business, I'm pretty sure you're not going to be getting them to honor their contracts. They're failing on a lot of contracts at that point, basically.
Yeah, the only ironclad thing they have is they better have an ironclad agreement with the bankruptcy judge who will determine all this stuff. Yeah, this is just ridiculous.
It makes the PGA Tour look bad. I mean, do you really have to go out there? Like, even if you have to go out there and grub for every last dollar, do you want to look like you have to go out there and grub for every last dollar?
Yeah, I mean, from a PR standpoint, it does make the PGA Tour look like they're just a bunch of money grubbing.
It looks like they're in worse financial shape than they probably are.
Yeah, and just some of their comments they're making, you know, Ty Votaw says, we had no forewarning that Ginn was planning to cancel the 2009 Ginn Championship. And he goes on to say some other stuff, and it's like, last fall, Ginn was talking about bailing out of everything because, you know, they were on the verge of going under. So it's...
Right. No, we knew.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like he just woke up one day in January and said, the economy's bad? Had no idea. Very bizarre.
That does it for episode 104 of the Golf Talk Podcast, brought to you by thesandtrap.com. If you'd like to contribute, if you have a forum topic, if you want to email us, if you want to disagree or agree with anything we've said, propose a future topic, whatever, get in contact with us, leave a comment. Our show notes with links to all the stories we've talked about will be online, so check that out. For Alan Olson, this is Eric Marzeski saying, snow, snow, go away.
I could not agree more.